Hey, thanks. Welcome back. So sitting right here next to me in the newsmaker chair, Kevin Hunter has been with us two or three times over the last few years, but you've been here twice just in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
So welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to have you back because I think it's kind of curious. You, in fact, are in a position where you think you have too much free time, not enough headaches in your life. No, but you have a desire to actually be a strong contender for the next sheriff in Allen County. Tell us how you got to that position, because I've known you as the guy that you've always taken a strong stand on drugs and street drugs and all that. And we'll talk about that a little bit. But you feel like you want to expand that a little bit and bring more of that kind of a passion to the sheriff's office.
Well, so I've been working on the drug crisis here in Fort Wayne and Allen County for, gosh, the last 9 years, really. And one thing that we could really do better is really focus on solving these issues with the drug crisis. One way that I think we could do that, we could use what's called a jail chemical addictions program. And that program basically involves turning a section of the jail into a treatment center. You already have a captive audience there, so let's use that time to our benefit. Let's get people connected to treatment services.
So you've got somebody there who's in jail.
Yes.
Maybe they're not going through trial yet, or they're not on their way to prison or anything, but they're in our jail.
Yes.
And it's pretty obvious that they have a drug difficulty.
Yes.
So as long as they're there, as long as you're paying for their three square meals a day and their room and board and all that stuff, why don't we get them involved in some kind of a drug interdiction while they're there, right?
Yes.
Have I missed that?
That's it. And it's been successful in other counties.
Okay. Other counties, Indiana?
Yes.
Okay. So not just around the country, but other counties in Indiana, and they're having a certain level of success with that approach?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that this is something that the beat officer, the guys out on the street or in their squad cars, would they see the wisdom in that, you think? Because these guys, they're up against somebody on drugs every day.
Oh, yeah. So the real issue is we cannot arrest our way out of this issue. It's just not physically possible. So we have to rethink how we deal with addiction. And this is one way to do that.
Yeah. So you're in here. While you're here, guess what? You're also going to go to this session, or you're going to have this guy talk to you or whatever. What does that introduction look like? Is it group conversations? Is it individuals coming to their cell? What does it look like?
It's all of that. It's group conversations. It's having only people who are in the jail chemical addictions program in the same area at the same time. So you're not intermingling people who don't want to kick drugs. So it's really set up for success for them.
Yeah. And let me say this, because in full disclosure, I'm a Republican, which I know you people are shocked. I can hear it. But you're a Democrat.
Yes.
And you're going to be running as a Democrat.
Yes.
Just so you know, when it comes to things like law enforcement, I don't care. I need somebody that's going to step in and do what needs to be done. If you're keeping my family safe, if all at once something is going wrong at my house, somebody has broken in, they've got Kim cornered in the bedroom, and I'm trying to fight them off. The police officer comes in with his guns drawn, and he starts to approach the guy. I'm not going to stop and turn to the guy and go, now, you're a conservative Republican, right?
Right, right.
In a couple of weeks, when I have my back surgery, I don't care. I need to know you've got good mileage with a scalpel. You know, and sometimes, because there are times when, I mean, you're not going to be deciding our foreign policy. You're not going to be deciding our tax laws.
No. All that.
I need somebody who is committed, and through the conversations that we've had, and this isn't saying that we're not going to have the Republican counterpart on, because we will.
Sure.
But I need to know, and as far as I know, you've never blown smoke up my backside or anything,
no.
You know, because most of our conversations have revolved around drug problems, drug difficulties, and it just makes sense. The three ladies that I had on a few weeks ago, who were here, who were moms, where two of them had lost their young one, their son and their daughter in their 20s, and the third one where he didn't die, but his struggle comeback has been immense and enormous. Mm-hmm. When I look at them, and then I look at the way they look at you and talk to you, that says a world to me. I've never lost a child to drugs. I've never had a child on drugs, knock on Formica, whatever this is. But I don't know that that never would happen to somebody that I know or care about. I'm tired of reading obituaries where you have to read between the lines, where you're trying to decide okay, how was it that they died? And they're not really coming out and saying it, but you kind of know. I get so tired of it. And I think countywide, certainly in the city, but countywide, we need to have an awareness of what it is that's out there.
Yeah, I totally agree.
What would that look like? And you and I did not talk about this before you came on. What would the relationship be? Because I still remember, now you have to understand, I went to high school back when we rode dinosaurs to class, okay? So it's been a while, all right?
Okay.
I still remember down in Marion County, the sheriff or one of his deputies coming around to our high school about twice a year, and they would do an assembly or they would speak to one of our large classes, you know, in school, and just make us aware of what's going on, you know, and make it so, you know, I need people to be aware that you guys are the good guys. I need people to be aware that when you pull them over, it's not because of their race. And if we find out it is, then in my view, the officer's in trouble. I mean,
sure,
that's where we need to get. Talk to me about that a little bit. Would you like to maybe at some point develop some kind of a program, or you go out or somebody go out, visit our schools in the county and say, hey, this is who we are and here's what we do?
Absolutely. And so I've been doing that for my last 9 years. Any group that wants me to come talk to them about drugs, I do it because I think it's so important to educate our community on the serious issue of drugs and how bad things are right now.
Yeah. I just think the level of respect between the people and the police needs to come up to a new level. I would have never dreamt, and I wasn't as pure as the wind-driven snow when I was in high school, okay? I would have never dreamt of countering a police officer if they pulled me over for some reason, or questioning, well, why are you doing this, and you can't do this to me. I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
And for some, it seems to be like that's the attitude and the reaction right out of the box. I don't get
it. Well, that's why body cameras and car cameras are so important. The officer has the evidence of what they've done and why they pulled people over, and that bolsters their case.
Do you think we do that well enough? And I'm talking about you guys on the law enforcement side. Is it done well enough where we make ourselves transparent in front of people? Because I understand that there's a problem with everybody in every age group, but it's that teens into the 20s mm-hmm. that bothers me, where it's like we've created a culture where you guys are the bad guys, you know, and they don't understand.
Well, I believe that we can always be more transparent. It's not ever going to hurt us to make sure that the public knows exactly what we're doing and why we're doing it. And I'm all for that.
Yeah. Now, you've been dealing with the drugs and everything for 9 years. How did you get into that? How did that become the part through your law enforcement that became your bailiwick?
Well, earlier on in my career, I took a class called the Drug Recognition Program. So basically, I was taught how to recognize an impaired driver of someone who was doing drugs or on drugs. And that really piqued my interest in drugs. And then in August of 2012, I got promoted to captain and moved to narcotics. And that really helped me understand what each drug was and how bad they were.
Yeah. We might want to make sure we're really careful on that when we break this up in the interview, because when it says really piqued my interest on drugs, I could see an opponent going, see right there, the guy loves drugs. No, but I mean, but so you were in law enforcement. In
yes.
the course of that, you went through some courses and some classes and some symposiums where you became really aware of what was out there and how it's messing up our kids. And that's what really got into you to get in there and jump in and try to be part of that.
Yes, correct.
Any idea how many young people you've encountered in your own law enforcement that had a drug difficulty?
Oh, that's really, really hard to say. You know, I heard a quote recently that said 80% of the people in any jail are there because of drug and alcohol reasons. And that's a lot.
It's a total lot. You know, and we used to say even things like marijuana was, you know, it was a door to the heavier stuff. And then we got away from that and said, no, now you're just being ridiculous. Now you're just being stupid. Marijuana is one thing. Hard drugs are another. Now I'm reading more and more and more and more again from doctors and scientists that said, no, it really is a gateway. It really does open up. And even if it does, even if you don't smoke a joint and you say, now I've got to go get something else, just the fact that you've allowed yourself to do something and it didn't kill you, and maybe it made you feel good for a minute and a half, something inside of you says, well, I might as well try the next thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's a possibility. And, you know, the issue is the marijuana right now and the THC products right now are nothing like what they were in the 1970s and 1980s.
Right.
I've talked to several different people recently, and their kids have smoked marijuana to a point where they had psychotic episodes as a result. And we tested those drugs to make sure there wasn't something else there, and it was just straight THC.
Just purely that.
Yes.
Wow. And the thing that really stunned me, I mean, I'd heard this kind of peripherally, but again, when we had the three ladies on, Andrea will be on here with us tomorrow, but when we had the three ladies on with us a couple of weeks ago, was there are some of these drugs on the street now that are odorless.
Yes.
And, you know, a dog sniffing can't hardly pick them up that it's there. And you take it one time, you might be done. I mean,
yes, correct.
You know, you might not ever be able to walk away from it. That is amazing to me.
It is. And they're everywhere right now. Fentanyl is in most of the drug supply right now out on the streets.
It's amazing, absolutely amazing. And because of the great reason that we're where we are, which is great for our economy, in that we are a crossroads, Indianapolis to Detroit, Chicago to Cleveland, yes, down to Dayton. It is awesome where we are for manufacturing and transferring goods. But the drug traffic that goes through Fort Wayne is just astounding.
It is.
Absolutely astounding. Thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kevin,
I really appreciate it
very, very much. Like I said, we'll get your Republican counterpart in here. I think they're trying to get him for next week. And then somewhere down the road, once we get beyond the primaries and everything, maybe we'll have you both together and just talk it through. Nice to see you.
Nice seeing you too.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you making yourself available to us. That's Kevin Hunter.
Podcasts by Federated Media.